body.
Welcome to the shit show.
Things are going to get weird.
Get weird.
It's your fave villain, Kale Lowry. And you're listening to Barely Famous, fuckers. All right, everyone. We have Scooter. I was going to say Scooter.
Oh, man.
We have Keith on the podcast today. And I know that you guys think that we're dating and all kinds of stuff. So we're about to debunk all of the myths.
Let's do it.
I want to touch on, before we get too deep into this, who you are and what your background is. So we met in college.
Yep.
And you were mean to me.
I wasn't mean to you.
You were mean to me.
You've never approached me when, I mean, you say you wanted to talk to me and this, that, and third. You want to be my friend, but you never,
I wanted to be your friend. I knew who you were.
Right.
And my friends
I didn't know that.
My friends were friends with you.
Right.
So naturally,
and I didn't just see
when my friends were talking to you around me, it was like, oh, we can all be friends. Right. Like, I didn't know anyone in college. Right. So it was weird for me.
And then the college graduation rehearsal.
Yeah. So we were at college graduation rehearsal, and my friend Danielle, who you guys have heard on Coffee Combos, was already knew you.
Right.
So we're all graduating.
Yeah, I knew her since freshman year.
Yeah, you've known her for a long time. So she starts talking to Keith, and I like know of him. So I thought I was going to be a part of this conversation, and I said something.
She's staring
and
right at me.
Full on ignored me. But we all graduated in 2017, and you sat like literally in the row behind
me.
So that's how we met. And then we didn't really associate with each other
until like months and months later. You needed security and everything.
Right. So you have your security business,
and then when
I moved to Middletown, where you lived with your mom, I said, "Hey, do you know anyone that cleans houses? Like, I need someone to help me like clean the house."
Like, mom, do scotch.
And like, hold on, my mom owns a business, so she comes over, and then now I'm like best friends with your mom. So is that weird for you?
No, not at all.
Because
I love it.
I love your mom so much. And people are like, is this, like, that was actually one of the questions. I had already wrote that down. Like, is it weird for you? But other people also want to know what the dynamic is, because I met you first.
Right.
But I'm closer to your mom.
I'm going to tell you this. Me and mom, you know how my mom is. She's outgoing. She can talk to anybody and be cool with anybody.
Yeah.
Me and my mom really grew up with each other.
Right.
All my friends are tight with my mom. Mm-hmm. I'm cool with my mom's friends. And, you know, they're like my aunts
like
and my
family.
Uncles. Exactly. That's all it is.
Right.
So, you know, it's not weird at all. It's just you're another part of our family.
That's so crazy. Because I love, like, I call your grandma Nan.
Nan, yep.
She's like my kid's grandma.
See, I was about to say your kids call her Nan. So
it's just, it's not weird for me, but I could see how it could maybe be weird for you. Because I knew you first.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's just people's opinions and how people are.
Well,
you
also
know,
people don't know that
don't
you're
know
like,
how to. Her son. Exactly.
So, and then
we go out somewhere and somebody, I mean, they give me the bill always.
They think that you're her man.
Yeah, exactly. All the time.
So that's why your mom and I really bonded too, I think, because she was a young mom. She was a teen mom as well.
Yep, same age.
But she could literally be my mom, but she's one of my best friends.
Right.
So it's just...
That's what I'm saying. She is my best friend. You know what I mean? So, and that's why we're so close, because
we're both boy
close.
Moms.
Exactly. So,
nothing
but boy moms. Yep.
All of that being said, you knew me in college. You also knew one of my baby fathers in college.
I did. I actually played on the basketball team with him.
How was that? What was that like?
It was cool. I mean, I actually went to like the sister high school of his as well. So we've knew of each other from, you know, playing ball and just being socially out and all that.
Right.
But, you know, I honestly, mind you, we didn't meet until after college and when I knew him.
But you knew each other.
Right, exactly. Right. Exactly.
So did y'all ever like exchange words while you played ball together? Like, were you friendly?
Yeah. We was cool. Yeah, okay. we was cool.
Like, you would dap each other up if you saw each other, but that was the extent of it.
Yeah.
Like, not best friends, but y'all didn't hate each other.
Yeah, it was the extent of it. You're
okay.
Right. Correct.
It was the extent of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what is that like now? Because we became friends after college. Mm-hmm. So then naturally,
good friends.
You kind of were around him because
for sometimes
right
yep, definitely. You know, it wasn't nothing weird. It's just like, oh, I know him from where I know him from, and this is what's going on, and I'm not gonna change how I act or, you know, what, you know, what's going on just because what you got going on. So
it is what it is. for you when, maybe you didn't know this, but he used to accuse me of like sleeping with you.
Oh. Now it's a little awkward. But I didn't know that, to be honest.
Yeah. That was something I dealt with all the time. And at the time, you know, like my loyalty was to him.
Right.
Like I wasn't.
That's why I'm like, I'm just sitting here and looking at you like, huh? Like, that's weird because your loyalty was to him, strictly to him. We're friends. Like, I have female friends. You have male friends.
Right.
I never knew that.
But we had conversations about why we're not together.
Right. Correct. Correct.
Not me and him.
Correct.
Okay.
We have.
What are your thoughts on that? People think that we're dating. People think we're fucking. People think that we are.
Well, yeah. When they see, you know, a good looking guy, good looking woman, being friends, you know what I mean? Being close or socializing all the time, they think, you know, everybody assumes something like that. But,
I think men more so think that women cannot have platonic friendships.
You know,
men have a harder time.
I was just about to say because they're not comfortable with it.
I don't think that
the ones that aren't comfortable with it, you got something else. You got something going on.
Well, that's what I was about to say. I think that, you know, I'm not going to tell you my nickname for it, but the third baby dad, he had an issue with it because he couldn't be friends with women without having
sexual relations.
And so, gotcha. But
some men are like that, some aren't. And fortunately, I'm not. You know what I mean?
Like,
so,
I don't feel like I would ever, like, if I got, I don't know, I'm just trying to think of a scenario, like, if I needed a place to crash and I went to your house, like, I don't feel like you would try to have sex with me.
You sleep your ass on the couch.
You're right.
You know, I'm a gentleman. My mom didn't raise me correct. You're right.
Okay, so what was your first impression of me when we met? I'm scared.
You already all right, so the first, you know, I've been watching you now for years. Yeah. So the whole intake, just everybody's intake on you is incorrect because I thought you were gonna be a bitch.
And I know, and
everybody has asked me like, "Yo, she's not a bitch, she's not an asshole." I'm like, "She can be. You can be a bitch. I can be a dickhead. You know what I mean? Whatever. But like I said, I thought that was how you're going to be because I only say that though because I remember walking past you only like twice in the ETV in the media building, and I was gonna say something to you because you know I talk to anybody, but I was like, oh, she might be like, who the fuck are you? Like, back
no,
up.
Never.
Like, I know that now, and I want everybody to realize like she's not like that. Like, she is a great person, and like I say, she can be a bitch, but
we all can
exactly. But my first impression was that you would be an asshole, and just because media or whatever, people. But you, when I actually started talking, I'm like, damn, she's actually cool as shit.
She's a great person.
Like, she's actually a giving, a generous, a loving person. Like, you really take care of people. And that's one reason why I fuck with you. And I love you to death for that.
Thank you. That was one of my questions. Like, what is something that people don't know about me, but you just answered that? What is the worst thing about being friends with me? He's smiling. Y'all saw the smile.
Oh, man. Let me think how to say this. The worst thing.
I'm nervous.
Nah, it's not really bad. It's just like, don't get on Kale's shit list / like, don't rub her the wrong way because she will make you regret it.
I feel like I'm so loyal to
you are
to a fault. And so when someone that I feel like I've been so loyal to, like,
does you wrong.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't do that to somebody else.
I don't ever see that coming out of you. So, and you know, I know a lot of situations you've been through and shit and all that.
Right.
And yeah, you're a great person, but people do you wrong because you're so fucking loyal.
But I'm also, and I hate confrontation.
People
think I love it. I'm full of drama. Yeah. But I actually don't like it. It's not something that I
When you get involved, this is my take. Yeah. When you get involved in conversation and shit, that makes you even more mad or sad and it fucking builds your anger up more.
Right. But I think that's for everybody.
But that's everybody. So it's like I said, don't get on your bad side and don't, you know, run the wrong way.
Maybe calm down a little bit.
Literally.
Yeah.
Woo-sah.
So what do you say to people who compare you to Chris or think that I use you as to make him mad. Yeah, like, I don't, that never crossed my mind. Right. So when I see trolls say stuff like that, and like, there was a post that you had sent me, and it was like a troll page that posted a, reposted a picture of you and I, and it was like bootleg
Chris.
And I was like, what?
Yep. Yeah, like, but the funny thing is, like, the only reason they say that is because we're rough, light skin.
And you have beards.
We have beards. They don't know me.
Well, let's be real. You're like a foot taller than him.
I mean, that, I'm, yeah, actually, yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, I just laugh at it because it's like, if y'all really knew what was going on, you know what I mean? You'd right. realize, oh, shit, this is nothing like, you know, him. But,
at all.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have no care for it. You know what I mean? It's not really any of my business. But it's like, when I get compared because I'm cool with you, it's like, little do y'all know.
Right. World, night and day difference.
Night and day difference.
What is your perspective on, like, me and my baby daddy drama? Because I think you've met all of them, right? Maybe not Joe.
I have not met Joe.
Okay, so you know Javi, you know
Correct.
Chris.
Yep.
You've been around both of them.
Yep.
So I think that people love to villainize me and make it because I'm the common denominator. Right. What is your take on that? I know you're going to be real about it. So if I have a fault in this, you're going to say it. So what is your take on it?
You fell in love with three different men and
two.
You, excuse me.
I would say two.
Oh, okay.
One, I think I was like 17. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right. No. I get that. I get that.
Joe, an ex of mine, which is really weird. And right. I don't think about how, like, when we
more so like an experience of life.
Yeah, like I don't.
I get what you're saying.
We just have we're related to the same kid. Like we're cool, but I don't really consider him an ex because it was maybe like a year together.
Right.
And during that time, we got pregnant.
Right.
You know? So.
Right. Exactly. Like life's experiences.
After less than a year of being together, and so and then we broke up very quickly. So I just don't. I would say that was more so like mommy and daddy issues, and then I wouldn't say I fell in love with him.
I get it.
Like, it was just circumstances.
But,
in the nicest way possible. I don't mean any disrespect.
Right, yeah, not at all.
So, like, what do you, you've seen shit with me and Javi, you've seen shit with me and Chris, you've been there with
yeah,
Chris.
But, you know, we all have different things going on in our lives that, you know, change things and, you know, adjust different things that, or, will cause things to adjust to different matters.
Right.
You do your damn thing. You take care of what you got to take care of. Some of your baby fathers do, you know, their job to the utmost, the highest level. And I love that. And that's why I respect the ones that I respect. And you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I would keep a relationship with who I keep a relationship with. But like I said, like it was just, you know, three different times that, you know, it's life.
So you don't think that I just say shit to say shit about?
No, I don't. Not at all. You're a realist.
That's what I'm
You're a realist on, you're a realist on anything. But when it comes to your kids and your life, you're going to put your foot down no matter what. And
seeing you're a man, so you can understand it better from a man's perspective.
But guess what?
But you're around me.
Remember who I was raised by.
This is true.
So I see
all
perspectives.
Right.
You know, my father wasn't always there. My mom was there since day one and still there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I see that in you.
Yeah.
And I, you know, like I said, like we kind of have some of the same. We've been through some of the same shit.
Well, I would say that.
Since. Like, yeah, I mean, yeah, way back.
And Creed are kind of where you, what I know about your situation is like.
Literally.
Their dad is here and he's around sometimes and he's around, but it's not.
How it should be.
It's not how your mom was there for you and I'm there.
Exactly.
So you know what, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So being there some of the time.
That immediate parent, that immediate, I mean, that right there, that first contact person when you wake up.
Let me ask you this. As an adult now, you're 27.
Yep.
Do you feel like you would have been better off your dad just not being around versus in and out when he felt like it or how he felt like it?
You know, it's crazy you say that because I always used to think, like, you know what? If you were just going to be in and out or half-ass shit, just see you. But I've realized that every child, everybody needs whatever type of a parent in their life.
Right.
And the fact that, like you said, he lived not even 15 minutes away from me all my life. And, you know, I didn't see him all the time, but it would have been better
if he was gone.
Because now I'm old. I haven't needed him. You know what I mean? And so it's like, oh, what's up, man? We're cool. So it's like cool to have that relationship now. And, you know, really we can connect with anything. Cause like I said, we don't need him for nothing, but it probably would have been, because I wouldn't have that sense in my mind to, you know, I'm going to see him tomorrow, but I don't see him for 3 years or mm-hmm. 2 months.
Have
or
you
whatever.
Gone years without seeing him before?
Damn right. When my mom and dad split, I was about 8. And first it was, I would see him a lot. Then I wouldn't see him, or I just talk to him mm-hmm. and that's it. Like I said, he's only 10.
So do you have any advice for me going through the same thing with Lux and Creed? Like, what is your, like, because I have gone through therapy for this. I have, you know, and I've never.
Shit, I think I need to go to therapy for it.
You should. You absolutely should.
Yeah,
because
definitely.
I think a lot, and I say this all the time, like, people don't realize going to therapy is not just talking to someone.
Right.
Like, they're going to teach you how to handle things, how to cope with things, and you want to heal from your traumas so right. you don't pass them down, right?
Right.
Like, I don't want my kids to suffer from
this. We got to break that cycle.
Exactly.
We
got to break the cycle. As you know.
That's the main thing is, I don't have kids right now because I want to be the best father, the best person, you know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know, I got my shit together, but it's like, if I don't, you know, do, or if I'm not where I want to be, mm-hmm. or I know the mindset I want to give them, or the things I want to give my kids and shit, I'm not going to, you know, I honestly don't think people should do that. Like, you just want to have kids just to have kids. It's
right.
like,
it's like not an accessory.
It's not, it's a real life. It's another person. It ain't a chia pet.
Absolutely. No, they're not plants that you can just regrow. Like, that's not a thing.
Shout out to Kale's houseplants.
I should have my own greenhouse.
Literally.
Hey guys, it's V from Vibin' and Kinda Thrivin', and me and Alessandra spill the tea for therapy every week.
It's so hard to talk to people about their relationships, like you said. If someone's in love, it literally doesn't matter what you say to them. Like, it has to be them to decide to leave. It doesn't matter what anybody says, who it is.
So follow, rate, and review Vibin' and Kinda Thrivin' every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think I've really struggled with, because my mom kind of went through a situation and I resented her my whole childhood.
Right.
It was like, how dare you keep my dad from me?
Right.
And I felt like I had this unrealistic expectation in my mind that he was going to get his shit together and come save me from my situation. But I think that now
you kept thinking you just were like, he'll be.
I was so mad at my mom.
He'll be back.
Yes, I was so angry. Like, how could you do this to both of us?
Right.
But as a parent now, I look back and I understand that my mom was trying to keep me from the inconsistency, the disappointment, and all of that.
Right.
And so on one hand, I wanted to make that decision for myself.
Damn right.
But on the other hand, my mom, despite her own shit, was trying to help me.
Right.
And I look back now and I'm like, wow, like, I almost respect her more for keeping my dad from me because
she knew what type of situation it would be.
Even though she had her own shit going on.
He probably had some shit that would be worse.
Exactly. And so, unfortunately, my dad was everything that my mom said he is. And I think that's probably, like, the realest my mom has ever been.
Right.
And as an adult, I've gone through therapy about, you know, the whole Chris thing. Because I don't think that he does everything that he should and can do. I think he does the bare minimum of the bare minimum.
And I know what that is like. And I agree.
So what is your advice to other maybe moms going through this or like kids?
It's not your fault.
This is true.
Number one, yeah. It's not your fault. Deal with what is there and what is true mm-hmm. and what is, you know, like
right.
don't. You can't dwell on the past. Like, you really shouldn't dwell on the past or anything, but can't dwell on or don't assume that, you know, that parent or that whoever is going to come back or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But just realize that, like, if you realize it's a negative situation that's causing more things to be negative or go down, spiral down path, then leave that shit alone. And I say that because it took me many years to realize to stop stressing and realize, or stop stressing and worrying about other things, other people's actions that I can't control.
Right. Like, your dad's behavior was more a reflection of him.
And a lot of kids, and, you know, a lot of kids will think, oh shit, like, he's not around because it's me. Like, mm-hmm. what did I do?
People tell me that all the time. Trolls tell me that. Yeah. Your parents couldn't even love you.
What do you think a parent's gonna love you? It's not your fault.
It's fucked up. It's
very fucked up. It's the type of person. I mean, it's not, like I said, it's not your fault. Mm-hmm. Like, you gotta always remember that it's not your fault, and you can break the cycle, change whatever you want going on in your life, and progress forward, past it.
It's a little bit
hard. It's hard as hell. It's not easy.
No. And it's either for the parents either. Like, people think this is fun for me. Think that I want to be dramatic, that I keep Chris from his kids, but it's like, no, I'm tired of trying to,
you're tired of dealing with the bullshit.
Yeah.
You shouldn't deal with it. The kids shouldn't deal with it.
Well, I think it will be harder for Lux and Creed.
Yeah, it will.
They look at their brothers and they're like, oh, our brothers go to their dads 50% of the time.
Yeah.
So when they leave,
I've always thought that. Like, damn, what do the boys think differently?
Lux will be like, am I going to my dad's too? And I'm like,
I've been around when he's asked.
No. Right. Yeah. Like, you've seen it.
Yeah.
But I think also he has, like, you're a male figure in his life. You know, Malik's been a male figure in his life. Right. He sees what Javi does for Lincoln, and I think.
But it's like, they're not, but he knows who his dad is. Dizzy, damn right.
It pains me because I'm like, Joe moved states for his child. Moved states, like, let that sink in.
Right.
Moved states, and Chris can't even move an hour closer. I moved closer, he still couldn't do it. So I moved back.
You moved back. Why, so it's your situation
on myself.
Exactly. Make your situation easier and back to what was comfortable for you.
So why can't him and his family move closer? Especially because his new child is not of school age yet.
Right.
So, you get what I'm saying? And I know that would be a way from, I guess, their support system.
Right.
But
it's mean halfway, basically. It's not, you're not trying to, oh, you need to move farther away just because you have two kids here and you have one up there or whatever. But it's like, you're just meet in the middle. It would be a better situation if he's got another kid.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all three of his kids are closer or real close. And then, you know what I mean? It would be easier on all y'all.
Because he has 4 days a month with Lux and I think 6 with Creed because Creed's not in school.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably see their new brother half of that, which is actually really sad for me. And I was going to ask you about, for me growing up, not knowing my dad, I met mm-hmm. him one time. I didn't get to know my sister. And so
as an adult,
it was really hard for me to connect with her.
Yep.
And
cause just like, who was this stranger?
Yeah. I mean, like, we've grew up in like night and day. She grew up in Texas. I grew up in, you know, the country of Pennsylvania, you know? So, and I mean country, like farms, not like it's a country. So I don't want to
see. And horse and buggies.
Literally. Like, I don't want to see Lux and Creed be like, oh, that's my brother, but not know
him. But not know him.
Because family is.
I see that a lot. I actually know people that.
That's know my brother, but that's but, not my brother.
Yep. And that's crazy to me. I don't think they would, you know, grow up like that or think like that because you're so.
But they only see him like 2 days out of the month.
Right.
They're not getting the same.
Well, he's also a baby too, so it's like.
But that's where it starts. I don't want them to start when it's, you know, they're all in high school and they're all about to go to college and do what they're gonna do. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Oh, I know him.
That's my brother.
Well, yeah.
Wait, what?
What? Oh, I see it
and
all
it's
the time.
It's crazy because I think one has just his last name. One has both of his last name, like mine and his. And then Lux has my last name.
Oh.
They're not all matching.
Oh, yeah. So that would be kind of, it'll be different.
Did you ever want to change your last name?
To be honest, hell no.
No?
Nah. I'm a Wilson through and through.
Okay.
My mannerisms, my voice.
Your dad also, I know the answer to this, but for our listeners, does your dad also have a deep voice?
Yes, my dad's voice is deeper than mine, but mine is louder.
Your mom,
a little bit,
was telling me that when you were a baby, you used to cry in that voice.
I never believed it. Till
like, oh my, I would have been. When she told me, I was like, I would have thought something was wrong.
Oh, we know. You're like, oh my God, we gotta get him checked out. But yeah, the voice runs in my family. I get asked every single day. I actually walked up on somebody at the store yesterday and scared the shit out of the lady.
I would be scared.
And she was like, oh my God, I didn't know you were there. I'm like, you were standing right next to me.
Yeah, no, I would. If you came up to me.
She was like, is that the voice of Jesus?
You're like, yeah, I look like him too.
Yeah. Yeah, so, cut my hair.
That's so funny. So, okay, and the next question I have is on here. It's about to get a little juicy.
Let's do it.
Have you ever considered a relationship with me?
I have. There's been times.
What stopped you?
The same bullshit that we've been talking about.
Baby daddies. You're like, I don't want the drama.
Yeah.
I don't want
just,
the drama.
I mean, just because, you know, I don't take disrespect lightly. I don't take, yeah, you know what I mean? You know how I carry myself. So if, you know, me being involved with you, I'm involved with the kids. I don't, you know what I mean? And none of that. I don't like negativity. I like my peace.
Yeah, totally.
So I just, you know, just but think also, about that sometimes.
Have you ever dated anyone with kids? Sleeping with them doesn't count.
Yeah.
Sleeping with them doesn't
count. Hell no.
I have a hard time.
But I you know, I love kids. Yeah, and I would say I'm great with kids and I have no problem with that. I just, you know, really never.
I personally couldn't date someone that has children because I know what comes with it. The same reason that scared you away.
Right.
So it's so weird to me.
It's just like the certain situations, what's going on, like how, you know, there's some baby moms and baby dads that have great relationships and they can co-parent and it's just, oh, you got a new dude, you got a new girl. All right, cool. Whatever.
Right.
Shit, let's go to dinner together. Fuck it.
Exactly. I mean, I've been to dinner with Joe and V. They came over last night.
Right.
Hanging out.
Exactly. Like that, just, like, that should be more, that should be the more,
you can't, if there's feelings though.
Oh yeah.
That's, well, yeah, part that's of the problem. Right?
Yeah, well, that is the problem. The feeling, the feelings mess everything up. All out of emotion.
Sometimes they're just on one end. Sometimes it's
on both. And if it's on both, good Lord.
No, but I think that's a really good point to me. I personally can date someone with kids. I feel like there's too much that goes into it, but I also, how is someone with no kids going to date me?
Because
it's like weird.
Right. But it's like I said, it's depending on who the person is. They could
love it or not.
Literally.
Yeah.
And I could handle it.
Do you feel
like I could handle the situation with you.
You think you could get along with all the baby dads?
I sure could.
Okay.
Cuz guess what? I ain't stopping nothing over here.
Scooter, no.
I'm just saying, like, y'all live your life, we live on, we keep pushing.
Who's my favorite baby daddy of yours?
Oh, I was about to say, I don't know. My boy Javi. He's my favorite
right now.
Oh shit. Hey, look, like I said, ain't got nothing to do with me. But he goes above beyond for not just his kids, other kids. I love to see that. Mm-hmm. He really, you know, is helpful when it's needed, you know what I mean? Like I said, never met Joe. And you know, Chris, I mean, we were cool and everything. It's a neutral feeling. You know what I mean? We're not best friends, whatever. If I see you, what's up? Keep it pushing.
You would say what's up to him?
I mean, I have no problem with him.
Good to know.
I would say what's up and, you know, we'll see where it goes from there.
He, when I launched this trailer, he probably called me 8-9 times, texted me, sent me a voice note. He was not, I guess he was not happy about it.
Yeah, probably when he didn't like I said, I'm nothing like him.
I would love to see me from like your perspective,
right,
or like from somebody else's perspective. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I only know what I know and what I say and what I do. But
right.
I think people don't believe that I'm not the only part of the problem. You get what I mean?
Oh, I get it. And to be honest, in my opinion, you're not. You're part of the problem. Everybody's part of the problem.
Oh,
but,
well, of course.
But you're not the the majority of it.
I agree with that. People really got to
stop thinking they know everything and trying to assume and put everything into their own picture. That's what it is.
Somebody asked, do you want kids?
I do want kids.
Do you want to get married?
I do.
You do?
I do.
This is so interesting. Let's talk about it.
Let's do it.
Okay, so I have been married and divorced, and I can't honestly
How was that?
The interviewee turned into the interviewer. I was really young, and I think that was part of the downfall, was not knowing what marriage entailed and like what it meant, and also being in the public eye. And
because it's also, you didn't grow up seeing that.
I also didn't grow up, you know what I mean? So I had like an idea of what I thought it was, and then the reality of it was a lot different. And then in the midst of everything, it was, we got married and had a baby within 2 years.
Right.
And so I think that that took away a lot of what couples have when they have like a healthier, slower relationship. They have all these milestones to look forward to, and we kind of did it all at once.
You build up.
Yeah. And so it's exciting to like, okay, first we're in a relationship, and then maybe we get a house or we get engaged, and then maybe we have like a long engagement, and then maybe we move into a new house, and then we get new jobs, and then, you know, just like the milestones in whatever order they are in. I think that that was part of it. And then also just like, I think I've read or I've heard that like women reach their full maturity around like 25, and what you want at 25 is very different than what you want at 20. And I would guess that it would be the same thing for men.
I mean, yeah, I actually agree, because like I said, I didn't grow up seeing the whole married, the whole, you know, big family, white picket fence, chocolate lab or something.
Not a golden retriever.
But you're right. I think basically, well, it's really, to me, I think it depends on the person.
Do you think that you could honestly get married to someone and be with that one single person for the rest of your life?
And that's when this comes into play. I don't think getting engaged, I think you have to build the relationship up. Say you were, you know that the love fairy tale, best friends forever, and they end up falling in love, and you know what I mean,
right?
But if that's not the situation, you don't know that person through and through. You got to build that shit up.
And I feel like a fraud a little bit, because I'm like, when you get married and you say your vows and you say like through better or for worse, thick and thin, all of that. And I went against it and I got divorced. Right. What the fuck do I look like going to get remarried again to potentially break that? Like, why am I making all these promises I can't keep kind of thing?
It's an experience thing. It's like,
and also like, do you feel like right now at 27 you could do those things? Or do you feel like you need more time to kind of do your own thing?
Other thing. So I will say, I want to travel. I really want to travel the world.
Totally.
You know what I mean? I would love to do that with my significant other.
Right.
So I want to do a lot of things before, because like I said, I know what type of father I'm going to be.
Right.
What type of husband I'm going to be, and I want to be. And I'm not going to, like you said, I'm not going to make any promises that I don't think that I will be able to keep.
Right.
So at 27, yeah, at this age, yeah, I could do it.
You could.
If I find that person, we build together.
Have a side chick?
No, not. I'm married.
I'm just wondering, because people do it all the time.
I know, and this crazy thing.
Why do men do that? Why do they have?
You know, it's crazy.
Women are better at hiding it.
Oh yeah, big time.
But why do men do it? Why do they have multiple women?
I mean, I do security. I'm in the bar scene all the time. I see it all the time, and I've actually asked some of the old heads that I know that I'm close with.
And what's their answer? They don't have one.
Not really. Not some of them usually don't have an answer, but I don't know. It's just
what do you say?
And I'm like, but yo, what if your wife's at the bar, you know what I mean, and she's leaving with a new dude? What you gonna think? Oh, I'm getting a divorce. Da, da, da. I'm like, damn, man, these double standards, man. Like, if you're not ready to commit to that one person, don't get married.
Do you think it's a convenience factor?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes,
like, the man thinks it's convenient, or the woman, or both?
Depends on who's doing what. I say, yes, the convenience thing is, I've seen men that really aren't in love with their wife anymore, or they just not interested, but they don't want to go through the whole divorce thing or this and the third. So, you know, it's convenient to go get some ass somewhere else, or, you know, and it's like, That's not right.
Like settling, right?
That, right.
You're not fully happy.
You're not happy. What are you? You're settling for less, pretty much. Because if you married that person and years later you're like, oh, this is not what I want anymore. This is the bottom of the totem pole. I can get or I want more. Why do that?
So are you believe in monogamy?
I do.
Okay. Because I just feel like men like that, like maybe they should explore polygamy.
Like well, definitely. I mean, yeah, but
more than one woman, just be with women who are okay with
I
that.
Was just about to say it's hard. It's harder to find women.
I think
it's
less harder to find than we think. I think more people.
If people are more honest and open. That's literally what it is. Y'all gotta realize, yo. You tell them what it is, and sometimes like, oh shit, this will actually work better
because
if they don't
feel like they're being cheated on.
You're not being cheated on. You're not stressing. You're not right. fucking
and I'm
calling,
not
blowing somebody.
I've had people write into me, especially from my podcast, who are in polygamous situations and relationships, and it works for them because they're honest about it.
Open.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like literally, that's it. That's the truth.
Is polygamous relationship? Could you have two girlfriends and they know about each other?
If that's what works.
Okay. Just wondering.
If that's what works, I haven't tried it. I haven't really found any woman that would be comfortable with that with me.
Have you ever really talked about it? Maybe you should.
Not really. No, you got a point.
I just feel like now
it's never been in conversation.
It's less taboo. I'm not saying it's not taboo at all, but I think it's more talked about.
Yeah,
I
mean, right.
I'm on polygamy TikTok, polygamous. Yeah, I don't even know. I'm on that side of TikTok. I don't know how I got there. I've never been in a polygamous situation, but it was something interesting to me because I was like, I think it's definitely easier now because people are having, I mean, we're in 2022, so we're having more open conversations.
Conversations about everything in
life. And so someone said that I could benefit from it because I really feel like I need my own space in a relationship.
Yeah, right.
And so
I feel like, the same
that's
way.
So interesting.
Everybody needs their own space.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have your own space, you're going to go fucking cuckoo and...
Well, and I think there's not necessarily always one person that could fulfill another
person's needs.
Maybe, and as long as everyone's needs are being
met, then we all good.
For sure. So that's so interesting. What do you think about... Have you heard of the Madonna whore complex? And I only bring this up. I brought it up last week when I
talked
to
Rico. I want to say. I heard that. I want to say. I don't know about it, but it's just because she was called a whore or something like that, right?
So
when she dressed a certain way or something,
it's when how you just kind of touched on men not really being in love with their partner,
right?
It's when men do not find their wife
attractive anymore,
sexually desirable, so they seek out the whore
somewhere else.
But they don't see the whore
as wife material.
Yes.
That's...
Like, do you... And then the other
So that's basically like somebody trying to turn a whore into a housewife. With that being said, it's like you want the nasty freak shit, but then you want the wife materials, and you basically you want your cake and eat it too.
Do you think that women can be both?
Damn right.
Okay.
Damn right.
Okay.
Damn right.
So for some men, there is definitely, like, I think Kristen was telling me, Kristen,
mm-hmm.
She was telling me about, she knows somebody who was no longer sexually attracted to his wife after she gave birth.
That's different. So that's different for me because, like I said, they can be both. You know, you freaking the sheets, a woman in the streets, you know what I mean? But like, so I don't get that. It's if you're gonna have my thing is, like I said, you need to grow and learn the person. You know what I mean. You basically if you're gonna marry him, have a kid with him, I'm sure you've seen them at their lowest before. So if you're gonna not respect, what she just went through having that baby for you, and then help her out and take her to the gym, like teach her something. I don't get how the fact that you can lose,
Attraction
from your wife for having a baby. Maybe she might look different, but think about what just went down. I mean? Like, that's love. Like, she just had a kid. You just think about it. If you don't, if he's not attracted to her anymore,
then a bigger problem.
There's a bigger problem.
Okay.
Then maybe this might not work.
That's fair. people said, have we ever dated or messed around?
No. I mean, shit, if so, I probably would have been fourth baby daddy.
People think I can't joke about it. Okay. Why don't you ever film with me? That's a question
that someone asked. That's a good question. I don't know.
I don't know either.
You tell me.
I don't know. Because we're around each other enough.
We're always around each other, but when we're around each other, it's just like not filming times. You know, I got my own life, you know, things to do. But
there's no real reason.
No, there's no real reason. Shit, might have to make that happen.
Yeah, I don't know why we didn't think about that. Are you single?
I am single.
Because I heard a rumor a week or two.
Oh, God, here you go.
And the girls came up to me and they're like, who's Keith's new girlfriend? And I was like, what? Like, I had no idea. I was like, I don't know. Let me find out. I'm going to find out for
you. It's like you can't be around a female. You can't be around the opposite sex without people thinking some shit. Oh, but yes, I am single.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do men do for self-care? Is there a such thing as self-care for men? Because you know how...
Now,
it's always about women, self-care.
Right.
What do men do for self-care?
Shit. We do a lot.
Like what?
We do a lot. Workout. Okay. My thing is working out. I like to, you know, I'm a clean freak.
Yeah.
So I like to, you know, I like to clean up. I like to detail cars. You know what I mean? But hang out with our boys. Me and my dogs, we talk about.
Let me ask you about this. So. In general, do men co-sign for their friends' horrible behavior and choices? Like, I feel like, yes, women cheat, we know this, but men cheat more, or at least that's what it appears to be like. Men tell their friends when they're fucking up?
Damn right. And I'm going to say this. Not
themselves? You're fucked up for that, bro.
But it's like,
I'm cheating too. Why are y'all like that?
It's not everybody, but it's more so, it's like you're not even thinking about yourself. You're like, damn, I want the best for my dog. I want the best for my friend. I get it. It's kind of different, but it's not like, oh, we're just letting our boys fuck up and we're just, yeah, just do it. It's like, if my boy's really fucking up and it's not right, this ain't it, dog. You better just cut that shit out or we got to cut ties. But I say that's not for every, not all men are the same and not everybody has real love and real friendships.
Right.
I honestly believe that me and my friends, all my friends, everybody that I'm cool with, because they're just like my mom, they're like my mom's sons. I have probably the only friend group that I've never seen break up and new people added, you different best friends, different people.
You've been around the same people
all my life.
For as long as I know. Yeah.
Yep, all my life. The people, the only newer people that I met were the people in college, and I knew them from most of the people from back home. Right. Or if I just know them, then we're locked in. So, you know what I mean? Like, those are my best friends.
That's so crazy. Because I definitely feel like I've grown apart from a lot of my friends.
We all have our different lives. And most of my friends have kids now. I don't. You know.
Is that weird for you?
No. Because, you know, I love kids. You know, I love being around them. I see them as my nieces and nephews.
Right.
But it's like, you know, we all know, we all understand. Yeah. We understand each other's lives. Like, one of my boys just on my way here, I haven't talked to him a couple of days. He just had a daughter not too long ago. Mm-hmm. Told me he wanted to come over and I was going to detail his car. And I haven't talked to him in
forever.
Probably like a month or two. But it's the same, literally, that's what I think that, you know, the real friendship, the real love comes into play of, you know, the respect as well. Mm-hmm. So that's why, you know, if you see your boy, your girl fucking up, like, Get on their ass.
Especially, it comes from Javi. A majority from Javi is like, I'm not your yes man. But I don't think people realize that I don't have friends that co-sign everything I do. I don't even think you've co-signed everything I do.
No, like, not at all.
I just cussed you out last week.
Like, no, come on, I'm just kidding. Get that shit together. No, it's all love.
Though. I love my friends that tell me what it is. Like, your mom's the same way.
She's like,
I don't really agree with it, but if you're going to do it, we're going to do it. I'm telling you, like, that's probably not a good idea or whatever. And I appreciate it.
Trying to give you guys, but guess what? We're all adults. We're going to make our own decisions.
For sure.
No matter what.
For sure.
My mom, your mom, whoever, uncle, aunt, whatever.
Right.
We're going to make our own decisions.
Well, I think part of it is, like, sometimes it sounds good from other people or you understand from other people, but until you do it yourself and find out from yourself, you can't.
You don't even know.
Okay. Someone said, well, who are these guys? When the first one gave me anxiety. yes, also gave me anxiety. I need to throw my phone. Shout out to Rico Hundo. Okay, someone asked, what would you want your legacy to be? Kids or no kids, what do you want to leave? Like, what is your legacy that you want to leave?
I did everything I said I was going to do.
Like, you kept your word?
I kept my word.
A man of your word.
Yep.
That's something that I'm trying to drill into my kids right now.
Yep.
Because, like, Lincoln and Isaac will fight a lot about, you know, well, he said he'd play this game with me if I did this. And as little and petty as that is, I'm like, you have to be a man of your word. Damn right. If you said that you're
going to, you got to teach them now because it instills into them now.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. And that's part of the other thing with Isaac, too, is like, he's the oldest. So I think that he feels like he has the most responsibility.
And so I mean, yeah, any older sibling.
Well, you're the oldest. You get it. Do you feel like you were the man of the house for your mom?
I don't feel I was.
You were.
Yeah, I am. I'm still.
Is that
even not living there?
Because I feel like for Isaac, he's the oldest at my house and at Joe's house.
Right.
So that's a lot of responsibility.
Well, you know, my mom raised me and my brother on our own, you know, help with my grandmother and aunts, but my mom did her damn thing.
Yeah.
And I noticed that at a young age.
Right.
Like, very young.
Like,
so
you knew that she was doing what she had to do.
She had to do. And so when we were struggling, I'm like, I know.
Knew it.
Yeah. Yo, I'm not asking for this toy in the store or this food because I know we can't get it right now, or she's busting her ass. And you know what I mean?
Do you think that was a good thing or a bad thing? Because I guess my problem right now is I don't want to tell my kids too much because I don't want to put adult problems on my children. You think it's good?
I think
it's not good?
I don't think kids get adult problems until they are trying to live the adult life on their own, if that makes sense. My mom kept it 100 with me every day, all my life, no matter if it was going to hurt me, no matter whatever. So with that being said, you basically just gotta roll with the punches, pretty much, because it's like I said, I seen my mom
struggle.
So it's just like any kid that has common sense and is taught correctly, or excuse me, raised correctly, and you know, is gonna realize it. Like,
so last week when I talked to Rico, if you listen to it, I asked him about he said that like, women can't raise men.
Yeah, like they bullshit. Can't.
He said it's 98% of the men who are raised by single moms who are soft. Like, I don't get that from you.
I'm going to say this. I was raised by nothing but women, and I'm not nowhere near soft. Try me. Nah, that's not correct, man. Some of the toughest motherfuckers I know were raised by nothing but women. Some of the, you know, the strongest people I know were raised by nothing but women. It's all about how you're raised and what you experience through life.
Right.
I know single fathers that have raised their kids and their kids are soft. And they, you know, their kids, boys live with their dad and they're supposed to be tough and they're soft. That statement is not correct at all.
At all. I asked him where he got his statistics from.
WikiFacts.
This is a good question, and I guess it could go any direction you want it to. What is something that you've had to unlearn?
Something I had to...
Whether it be just like as a man, you know, your issues with your dad, how your mom raised you, or just life.
That. Like, stressing and worrying about things that I have no control about.
That's so hard to teach yourself that. Like, especially for me.
I'm still...
I get anxiety when...
You and I both.
If Joe texts me or calls me randomly, because we don't speak unless we have to.
So when you see that, you're like, oh shit, what happened? Like, what's going on?
Yeah,
like,
and usually it's probably like a beef. Yep. Like, because I'm just so... And same thing for Chris. Is like, Chris doesn't call me unless there's something wrong.
Some issue.
And so I have like anxiety about it.
I get that.
But not... Or like when someone's like, oh, I need to talk to you, but I don't want to talk to you until 5 p.m.
Right.
And then I have anxiety all day. It's like, fuck you. But it has nothing to do with them. It has to do with me. Like, I can't control whatever it
Literally,
is.
Literally, yep.
That happened to me this morning, actually. And I was like, you can talk to me right the fuck now, or I'm not talking to you later.
Right.
So how do you like that?
Yeah, I get that. I'm the same way.
So in life, you're saying that the one thing you could unlearn is not worrying about things that you can't control.
Get it. stop worrying about things out of my control.
Okay. Correct. That's fair. That's a good one. I mean,
and because if you really think about it, like, that has to do with everything in life.
Yeah.
You know, no matter if it's school, work, your side businesses, your kids, your vehicle, your sides.
I'm just kidding. I'm against it.
Ah, gotcha.
Someone said, could you please describe your friendship?
Our friendship?
Yeah.
I can't stand this bitch. Nah, our friendship is more like, it's family for real. I love her to death. I'd do anything for her. I know she'd do the same. We've, you know, helped each other. I helped each other's families out. So yes. It's all love. And I ain't going nowhere.
We're not going nowhere.
Not at all.
Someone wants to know everything about you. They said you are so hot.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, I wish you would elaborate. I could, you know.
Is he single and does he want my number?
Well, maybe we'll see. Maybe I'll get it.
I'll tag him.
Tag me and just DM me. Down in the DMs.
Someone said, is this man married? If not, then you need to lock him down ASAP.
Oh, shit.
Okay. We should play Fuck, Marry, Kill really quick. Who can we
Fuck, Marry, Kill. I'm going to get some for you. Hold on.
All right. Zendaya, Kim K, and Teyana Taylor. Is it Teyana or Tiana?
Tiana. I think it's Tiana.
Tiana Taylor.
I think so.
Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Fuck, Marry, Kill. Zendaya. I'd probably kill her.
Why? She's so fine.
She is fine. She's very beautiful. You know, I like thicker women. You know what I mean? I like, you know, just not so my cup of tea.
Okay, so we got Mary and fuck Kim or Tiana Taylor?
I'd marry Tiana Taylor and I'd fuck Kim Kardashian.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me why.
I've been seeing Tiana Taylor on, you know, since, the birthday show, what was the show she was on?
What show was she on?
The birthday shit, My Sweet 16.
She was on that?
Yeah. And look,
Wait, why was she, who are her parents? Like, why were they
Hold on, I forget who her,
I didn't know she was on there.
Yeah, that's how she, and she was like a tomboy. Then when she started when she grew up and, she's beautiful. She's loyal to her husband. Mm-hmm. She's a freak. I love that. You know what I mean? She's a great mother. Uh-huh. You know, I'm sure Kim Kardashian knows that is that as well. She just got too much baggage, a bunch of bullshit.
So do I.
I mean, you have not. I don't think you have nothing to compare to that. But we all do. You're right. We all do. But you know, that's just be a one quick time fuck.
How do you feel about the Kanye stuff? He dressed up, from what I saw, allegedly dressed up as a bush, as like shrubbage.
I did not see that. No way.
Yeah, he did.
Well, you know, he bought the crib across the street.
So what do you say to about that?
I actually just saw a post last night saying like people are thinking Kanye's tripping. He's fighting for his family. He's bugging out, blah, blah, blah. But if you think about it, those are his kids and that was his wife. And it's out of pocket. It's extra bullshit. It's like, if you want to be in your kid's life, do what
he's
you got to do.
All of this while he's with women.
With women, right. Which doesn't make sense to me. Which does not make sense to me. Like I said, if you're doing it for the kids, involve the kids, that's it. Don't stop, you know, don't keep him trying to involve the old relationship or get back with the mom. Just do what you got to do for your kids and keep him pushing if you're going to be with other women.
Here is the article that Kanye was.
No way. That ain't Kanye.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done in a relationship or during a breakup? What is the craziest thing you've ever done to a woman? Or about a woman? Let's hear it. Spill the tea.
I stood outside the window throwing rocks trying to get their attention.
That's not that bad. Wait, were you guys going through a breakup or what?
Oh, yeah. Like, I was.
Oh, so it's like kind of like stalker.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I'm watching you.
Oh, my God. That's terrifying. Fucking terrifying. Wait, how old were you?
Fucking 20, 19, 20. Yeah,
I'll give you a pass this time.
Okay.
I'll give you a pass.
But.
Because I've also done some crazy shit that's not healthy. So we're going to work on, in 2022, we're not going to do crazy shit.
No toxicity.
No toxicity.
I'm with that.
Yeah.
We got it. We both have to do that. And on woman's side and on a man's side.
And or don't stand up to it. Because I feel like it's weird because you're with somebody that's like does crazy things like that. If you stand up for yourself, it's a reaction.
It's a reaction.
And they want any type of reaction.
No matter what it is.
So if you defend yourself.
Blocking a number, changing your number.
But you freak out and whatever, or respond and say, stop texting me. That's still a reaction. Still a reaction. They're still getting to you. And so I'm kind of stuck between like that.
My thing is, I can't shut the fuck up. I can't like, I if somebody gives me bullshit, I gotta give it back.
Yeah.
And then, on the other hand,
if you're silent, they keep doing it because they get away with it and you're not standing up for yourself.
And you're not standing up for yourself.
And that's where I'm at right now is like, it almost feels like, so you're buddy-buddy with me when you feel like it, but you're saying all kinds of off the fucking wall shit to me and I can't defend myself because when I defend myself,
it's the reaction.
And when I don't defend myself, you feel like you can pretend to be my friend and then cuss me out and then be my friend and cuss me out. And it just goes back and forth because you get what I'm saying?
That's what we call narcissistic behavior.
Okay. Okay. It's not me. So that's what I struggle with now.
And yeah, I get it.
I'm going through therapy for it because I mean, I just don't know how, like, what do you even do with that? Have you ever put a, did you and your previous significant others ever like share locations and you're wondering where each other are? Do you think that's healthy or not healthy? Or does it depend?
I think it all depends on who the person and what the relationship is about. But then again, I don't think it's right because it's like, you don't trust me this much that you gotta stalk my location. Say you got my location, I pull up to work, you're right there in the parking lot waiting on me, and I'm like, what the fuck I do? Oh, I'm just saying that if you were actually going to work, you don't trust me that much that you gotta stalk my job, you know what I mean? Like, I don't believe in it. I mean, not sending them location, yeah, but sharing.
I think you have my location.
I sure do.
Let me go look.
That's because I'm your protector. That's a difference.
So
if you was in Alaska or something, I'd have to get a private jet and go out there immediately.
Imagine.
My mom kicked my ass if I didn't.
Imagine. I think your mom has my location too. I just like never know like what's gonna happen.
It's better to be safe than sorry.
Has he ever had to push or fight someone away or any crazy incidents as your bodyguard? I can't think of any.
The first time the VMAs, a girl tried to grab your hair and I pushed you forward. You probably don't remember.
I don't remember because
she launched at you. You were on the red carpet. You were walking. You were walking and she tried to like grab, like just, hey, Kale, like try to grab you.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. And I just pushed her out and we just kept it pushing.
I do not remember this.
Yeah. The first.
You met Mo too, right? Monice?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, yeah I have. Okay. Yep. That was the first one. Yeah.
The VMAs. Yep. Okay.
2018.
I don't remember this. My memory is awful. I do remember. That was probably the same one I got. An ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
You met her?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
When?
There. Yeah. She pulled up and you were like, what the fuck?
Was this is the one when I had the really super curly hair?
Yes. Because the second one, it was me, you, and Leah.
The second one, when you were with me and Leah,
yes.
I got really sick. I got strep throat.
Yep.
That was not a fun time. Yep. I was miserable. Let's see. Okay, this is kind of a touchy subject. Trigger warning for anyone who has been in an abusive relationship. Someone wrote that they want to know the truth about me being abusive.
You being abusive?
Yes.
I never knew anything about that, and I don't see that coming from you. Mm-hmm. Not on your part.
Describe Kale in one word. I'm scared. I'm nervous. I don't know what you're gonna say.
Damn, that's good because it's like, a handful. In a good way.
I can't. Okay.
I was gonna say chaotic, but that's not really.
I mean, that's fair. I feel like that's fair.
He just got a wild life.
Yes, it's just everywhere.
Well,
that's why I'm like,
because you do a lot.
Show, I need my own show.
Damn right.
But the people in my life, like everybody, would have to
be on it.
Yeah, and to putting all the shit out there, because there are, it's really hard for me when I want to be transparent about something and I know that the other person doesn't want me to, or vice versa. Someone wants to put my shit out there and I don't really want to. Exactly. And so if I was to have my own show, that would be like one of the biggest things, would be getting other people to commit to telling everything. And like they came over yesterday to drop Isaac off and they saw the house and stuff like that. And I talked about it and we were kind of thinking like, maybe we should just produce other shows.
Right.
Maybe we need to take a step back from like not putting our shit out there, because I feel like we're, on one hand, we're growing away from that. But on the same hand, I do feel like we still have enough going on that we could have our own show.
Damn right.
Like you said,
I think everybody would have to commit to doing it. Cause if you're going to have everybody involved, everybody's got to be involved 110%.
Right. Totally.
For sure.
Do you watch Euphoria? I don't know why people want to know that.
You know, it's crazy. It's the only show I haven't tapped into yet.
I haven't watched it yet.
And you know, it's so funny that you said Zendaya.
Oh, that's so funny. She's in it, right?
Yo, I ain't going to lie. I saw like a little clip and I was like, yo, I'm not watching this bullshit.
I feel like everyone's talking about it so much that now I need to watch it, but I don't have cable and internet.
Right.
So once I get there. We'll
have to binge watch it one weekend.
Aw, Keith, he's a pretty dope dude. So you must know her.
I appreciate it.
That's nice.
Yeah, I ain't so bad. don't believe everything you hear.
What are they hearing? I need to know.
Oh, shit, I don't even know. You gotta ask her.
Okay. Common interests. What do we have in common?
We like to eat.
My
girl can eat and she likes all the good food. So
I love it.
The last place
we ate was Toba, which is like Asian food,
like sushi. Yep.
When was that? I was like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, like a month ago.
That's a good one. Maybe we should do like a eating food review podcast for TikToks.
Or we could record going to different restaurants.
Every time we review the food, that would be so good.
Yeah, we could do that.
First impression of each other. My first impression of you was, who the fuck is that?
Because mine too.
Your voice, you're tall, and like, everyone knew who you were.
She's like, he's light skinned.
I don't discriminate.
She don't.
But I was like, that you knew everybody.
Right.
So if I saw you on campus, you could talk to anyone.
And you're just like, who the hell is this?
Yeah,
dude?
Who is this? Like, who is that?
It's a regular dude from Newark, Delaware.
I had a really hard time in college because I felt like I'm only 3 years older than you.
Right.
But I had so much I had two kids already, and then I got pregnant, and then it was just like I was.
We definitely did not have the same college experience.
At all. Thoughts on no strings attached hookups. I feel like men do that a lot and women have a harder time with that because men compartmentalize emotions. They can compartmentalize. It's like a waffle. And then their brain is like a waffle. Like they can put something in each little pocket.
Each pocket.
And then women's brains are like spaghetti and it's all intertwined.
This is all in one.
Right. And so
Oh my goodness.
Have you ever hooked up with a woman where you were like, this is just for a hookup, and then one of you ended up wanting a relationship?
Yes.
Was it you or was it them, or have you been in both situations?
More so, it was both situations, but more so on their part.
And then what do you do?
Try to establish what it is. Like it is.
But how do you do that when their emotions are already invested?
Communicate. That's
or lead them on.
Communicate to let them know, like, yo, this isn't what this is. Or if you think there's some potential in it, don't lead them on. But, you know, like I said, grow into it. There's milestones.
Hookup culture is not all that it's cracked up to be.
It's not.
It's like, I went through a small phase of my life, and it was just a very, very small phase of my life. And it was not, like, it was fun sometimes.
You do
but
it,
like,
and you're like, why did I just do that?
Yeah. Yeah. But also, I've never, done, a one-night stand type situation. So, that part, I feel like, on one hand, I'm like, maybe I should have experienced that. And then on the other hand, I'm like, it's not really all.
Probably shouldn't have went through that. Yeah. It's not always cracked up to be.
At all. Someone said, were you sleeping with Keith and Chris at the same time? That's interesting. That's a really interesting comment because no.
No.
Like, I think we already went through that, but let's see.
Trust me, she wouldn't be going back that way.
Okay, how long have we been friends for? Well, I met you when we graduated.
2017. Yep. I was thinking about that up here. I was like, yo, I feel like I've known this chick for 10 years.
My whole life. Okay. I think that's... Okay, can you cover toxic relationships and PTSD? Have you ever been in a toxic relationship?
Damn right, I have. I actually...
Did you love it or hate it?
Hated it.
You hated it.
It was stressful. It was... It was draining. Stressful, draining, annoying, all in one.
For sure.
And it's like, it could really fuck somebody's head up.
It for sure can.
You know what I mean? And in PTSD, it'll give you PTSD.
I think that's more like CPTSD, right? Like...
Complex PTSD,
it'll change how you view relationships. And
it could basically fuck up future relationships because you see other people the same way. If something triggers you they just did the same thing that this
person. And I'm not just talking like abuse, like physical abuse, but like manipulation too.
Mental is emotional,
and then there's also, I don't want to call it like a phenomenon, but like when... Not in a physical way, but an abuser that's manipulative or emotionally or mentally abusive.
Right.
Sometimes when the victim gets out of the relationship, they then become the abuser.
The abuser because
in the next relationship. Yep. And obviously, because
what they went through.
And so that's really hard. And I don't think people ever really talk about that part of it.
People got to realize you got to communicate and really talk about shit if you want to get over it and you want to understand more. Like, communication is key.
For sure. For sure. What's it like knowing the truth, what people don't see, and seeing people crucify Kale? So if you know the truth about a situation, and then...
Because you gotta realize, you know, I know a lot of people that know me, know of you, or know that we are cool. Mm-hmm. And people always ask me, oh, she did this, and it pisses me off, because I know you, you're my dog, you're my friend.
And the truth.
And I know the truth. And, you know, when it's nothing that people need, if it's business that people don't need to know, I correct them, and like, yo, it ain't...
Do you? Because that's so scary.
I swear, because it's like when it's business, if they ask me questions and I know I can say the correct whatever, then I'll defend you. But even if I don't say what the correct, the whatever's going on is, I still, you know, get on people's ass like, chill, that's not it. Stop listening to media.
Right.
That's the main thing. I say, yo, stop listening to media.
I don't know how I would feel if I saw headlines about my friend that, like, weren't true. And, I mean, I've definitely had people come to me and be like, oh, this is true about someone else. I'm like, if I don't know, I genuinely don't know.
You don't know.
But most of the time...
It's not true, because you know them. And, if you're not your real friend, you know the person, so you know what they're going to do and what they're not.
This is true. What's the craziest thing that you've ever seen as a bodyguard? Not just mine, security.
I've seen people get shot.
That's terrifying.
Do you not have PTSD from that? Yeah. I've been in the middle of shootouts and not even like in other cities, and people get stabbed. I've seen people shit themselves.
Okay. I mean, that's kind of funny.
But yeah, like one of the worst things is seeing somebody's life being taken or attempted.
That's sad.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, before I started doing armed security and actual bodyguard things, you got to get training. You got to really learn the game, because you can't just, put on a vest, put on a gun and think you're going to be able to stop something.
Right.
You got to be able to pack wounds. You got to be able to stop bleeding. You got to be able to do CPR. You got to be able to assess, get people away. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of things that go into it. And that's why I want to keep training and keep tapping, keep learning every day, every week, every month, every year. You have to. The world's changing.
Someone asked, have you ever had a fallout or been romantically involved? No to romantically involved, and fallout, I think, also is no.
No. We never fought about anything, but you did hit me up thinking I was talking shit on Facebook, and I was like, I said, no, that's not what I was saying. I wasn't meaning it like that. And you're like, oh, okay.
That's not really a fallout, though.
No. We've never had fallouts. We've probably argued once, not even to fucking argue. You probably just pissed me off doing some dumb shit.
You probably pissed me off.
Right. Everybody pisses Kale off.
No, everyone pisses you off.
Yes, you're right. You're very right.
Okay, let's see. How do you deal with your kids acting out when you're not present? That's not really related to you, I would say. No. But you've corrected my kids.
Damn right.
You've corrected
Damn my right, kids. Because I know what, you know, how a kid should be respecting their mother or respecting an elder. And, you know, even like I know Kale would allow me to correct their kids. I wouldn't just say anything to anybody's random kid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it's basically like, oh, I see what needs to be fit or what needs to be done, so I do what's fit.
I was just telling my new neighbor about, I complain a lot about my kids' dads not teaching them how to like mow the lawn and like right. do certain things like that. And I'm like, that's what I really need to work on this summer is like
getting them, their life skills learning.
Yeah, but like things that I don't know how to do. Like I need to get your help, his help, right. like, you know, help learning how to do these things myself. So we to can teach my kids. Yeah. Right. Just because I don't want future women to correct. Actually, and that came from someone who messaged me and was like, I listened to your podcast and you complain a lot about men and like what your baby daddies didn't do. But like, what are you doing to fix this for your kids? And I was like, wow, like that's the constructive criticism that I need in my life.
Right.
And that's You're what like, I thank want. You. Yeah. And I said that. I was right. like, wow, thank you so much. Because now I'm going to talk to my friends who know how to do shit, like changing a tire, mowing the grass, like doing like different shit around the house.
I just taught some of my friends how to change a tire in the past 3-4 years, and
really
and they're my age, you know. Yeah, I've been doing that since I was 6.
I learned in high school like driver's ed, but I don't think I ever needed to or had to do since it. Then
right.
And then I had remember when my I was supposed to go to a wedding and I broke down on the highway.
On the highway.
I didn't know how to change my own tire.
I was like, I'll come up there, but you were farther than I thought.
Yeah, it was like 2.5 hours. And I didn't know how to change a tire. Like, I don't want that to be my kids, so right. we need to work on that.
Damn right. Well, we get it.
I think that's it, though. I think that's the conclusion of this episode, and I hope that we can get you your own podcast.
I think we're going to do that very soon. And that's what I want to do.
On your podcast.
Damn right. You'll be the first episode.
Yes. All right.
With some juicier topics.
Facts. I'll let you. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be the interviewer this time.
Did you make your Instagram unprivate, or is it still private?
It's private, but I will unprivate.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to. It's up to you. I was just gonna say, where can people find you or follow you?
Keith_Splash, and my business page is Bare Arms Security on Instagram and Twitter.
If you guys want Keith to have his own podcast, let me know.
Yeah, let me know what you think. I've been trying to get her, talk her into it. I think I could do it.
I think you could do it.
I think I can.
Saddle up and get ready for Westerns Weeks on Pluto TV, all for free. We're coming in blazing with favorites like True Grit and Once Upon a Time in Mexico. Or immerse yourself in binge-worthy series like Yellowstone and Walker, Texas Ranger. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies, TV shows, and more. The best part? It's free. No credit card, no sign-up, no fees. Download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.